I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A state constitutional amendment aimed at making it harder for future governors and legislators to raid the state's various trust funds when money is tight easily cleared the Georgia House of Representatives Wednesday. However, so as not to tie government's hands in a fiscal emergency, the proposal would allow the General Assembly to redirect trust fund revenues for up to 2 years if the governor declares such an emergency. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, it also stipulates that no more than 1% of the state's budget could be dedicated to trust funds at any given time. The measure now moves to the state Senate. A major Georgia hospital group is suing Blue Cross Blue Shield and its parent company, Anthem. The suit accuses the insurer of a national scheme to save money at the expense of patient safety. The AJC reports Piedmont Hospital and five sister hospitals claim that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia stopped paying for some policyholders to undergo imaging at hospitals instead of at cheaper freestanding centers. The company also told policyholders it would no longer pay if they went to an emergency room without a good enough reason. The Georgia Senate has voted to allow Henry County residents to create a new city by carving land out of Stockbridge. Democrat Emmanuel Jones, who represents the area, says it basically is a hostile takeover.
What we're talking about is taking communities of interest and ripping them apart. What we're talking about is the sovereignty of a city and taking those borders that's already intact and redrawing them.
Supporters of the new city say voters should decide what kind of local government they want. And two men are accused of defrauding Athens-Clarke County of up to $100,000 over a 5-year period. WAGA-TV reports police arrested Jameson Goolsby and Bobby Wright on Wednesday. Goolsby allegedly submitted invoices in his capacity as the plant supervisor for the county's North Oconee Water Reclamation Facility for products the government did not receive. Payments were made to Wright's janitorial service. The men would then split the money. And finally today, Lerone Bennett Jr., the former editor of Ebony Magazine and an African-American history author, has died. Bennett grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, and later attended Morehouse College in Atlanta, where he was a classmate of Martin Luther King Jr. Bennett edited the student newspaper at Morehouse and later worked at the Atlanta Daily World before going on to a 50-year career at Jet and Ebony magazines. In addition to his work as an author chronicling the civil rights movement, Bennett also served on an arts and humanities committee for the Clinton administration and was an early advisor to the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. His footprints are in the pavement at the International Civil Rights Walk Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Bennett's wife was a journalist at Jet Magazine. She died in 2009. They're survived by three adult children. Lerone Bennett Jr. was 89 years old. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.